Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with a credit union news update. The folks at CUNY Mutual Group just put out their trends report for April 2020, and here's what they had to say. According to the report, the COVID-19 pandemic is expected to decrease credit unions' loan growth rate to only 2% in 2020. That number is down from 6.5% last year due to poor auto sales and weak home sales. CUNY Mutual's latest economic forecast have the economy contracting at a 20% annualized pace in the second quarter. As for unemployment news, the rate will rise to more than 15%, and these numbers could rival the Great Depression numbers of the 1930s. Here's more on the current unemployment situation from CUNY Mutual's chief economist, Stephen Rick.
We believe the unemployment rate today stands at around 20% here in the United States. Just this morning, we got the initial unemployment insurance claims number for last week, and it came in at 4.4 million Americans filed for unemployment insurance. That brings the total up to 26 million in the last 5 weeks. By June, we expect the unemployment rate to continue to rise up to 25%. Now, these numbers are similar to what we saw during the Great Depression of the 1930s. By the fourth quarter, we're forecasting the unemployment rate to drop to 20%, still double the unemployment rate which we saw 10 years ago during the Great Recession. And by the fourth quarter of this year, we could still see unemployment rate at a very high 15% unemployment rate. It's going to drop very slowly. We typically see this with the unemployment rate. It goes up quickly and then takes years to come back down. We believe by the end of 2021, which is a year and a half from now, we could still be seeing a 10% unemployment rate. When you compare these 26 million Americans who file for unemployment insurance, think about we added 22 million jobs since the end of the Great Recession back in the summer of 2009. So all those 22 million jobs we added have basically been all wiped away, and we have fewer jobs today than we did basically 12 years ago.
The COVID-19 impact is expected to increase credit union loan-to-asset ratios to 65% by the end of 2020, and that's down from 71% at the end of 2019. Here's Stephen discussing the price of money in our current times.
What I call the most important price in any economy, which is, of course, the price of money. And that's interest rates. We believe the Federal Reserve will keep short-term interest rates, as represented by the Fed funds interest rate, at basically 0.1% for the foreseeable future, for the next maybe 2, 3, 4 years. Basically, they won't raise that until the unemployment rate returns to around 5%, which could be many years into the future.
Steve also comments on how the next 2 years are going to be the most challenging.
We believe the next 2 years may be the most challenging for financial institutions, basically since the Great Depression. We're going to see margin compression like we've never seen before. We're going to see lower interchange income at financial institutions. Once again, banks and credit unions facilitate transactions. We're going to see less debit card and credit card transactions. And also much more loan charge-offs. We could see a doubling or a tripling of loan charge-offs compared to what we saw last year. All of this could lead to negative earnings in the year 2021 for the vast majority of financial institutions in this country.
And that does it for the latest CUNY Mutual Group Trends Report for April 2020. Stay tuned for more credit union news on CU Broadcast. Thanks.